Today's shiur is Daf Kuf Nun Gimel, and we're going to begin on Daf Kuf Nun Beis Amid Beis, four lines from the bottom. Amai hu tzedoki lebavua, a tzedoki said to Rebavua, Amrisu, you said, we learned yesterday, Neshmasan shal tzadikim genuzayif tachas akisei akavod, the neshamas of tzadikim, after they leave this world, are under the kisei akavod. So uba tamya, this balas oiv, Heich asked Shmuel ben Gida, how was she able to bring Shmuel down through Oif? Because we learned in Sefer Shmuel that when Shaul was frightened against the Plishtim when he was going to have a battle, he went to a Balas Oif to bring down the neshama of Shmuel who had recently been nifter. And Shaul wanted to know from Shmuel what would happen during the war. But if, as the Mashal explains this Gemara, the neshamas of tzaddikim atachas kisei ha-kovid, how could somebody bring down a neshama from there? Amalei, so Rabbi Avua answered, Hasam b'toch shnei masachoy d'shava. There was within 12 months after Shmuel had died. The Tanya, kol shnei masachoy d'sh, for the first 12 months, after somebody is nifter, gufoy kayim, his body remains intact. Nishmasoy oylev yiradus goes up and down from the shemayim. Only la'achesh ne'masachadish, only after 12 months, haguf batel, the body doesn't exist anymore. Nishmasoy oylev, the neshama goes up, v'shuv eino yiradus, and no longer comes down. And that's why, since it was within 12 months, his neshama came down. And Tosfos says that that's only if the neshama doesn't want to come down. We only have the ability to bring down the neshama for the first 12 months. But after 12 months, if the neshama of a tzaddik wants to come down to this world, it can. And in fact, the Inyan Yaakov points out that the Medrash says that when Shmuel's neshama came down, Moshe Rabbeinu's neshama came down also. Now the question is, if our Gemara just said, says the Inyan Yaakov, that a neshama after 12 months doesn't come down, how did Moshe Rabbeinu, who had died many years earlier, how does neshama come down? Napshat is according to Tosfos. Tosfos taught us that you can't make a neshama come down. But if the neshama wants to come down, it can come down. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to come down, l'kavod Shmuel. And here we see the difference between before 12 months after the Petira to after 12 months. That's why the halach is for the first 12 months after somebody's parents are nifter, they're supposed to say Hareini Kaporis Mishkovoi when mentioning his parents. After 12 months, when the neshama is already begins a meroimim, we say Zechronu Levracha. Amar Yehuda Breder Shmuel Bashels Mishmei Derav Mispeder Shel Adam, from what is said at the hesped of a person, Nicker, we can tell in Ben Olam Haba Hu Amlav, if this person is a person who's going to be in Olam Haba or not. And the Mashal explains, because while a person is alive, sometimes people say nice things about him because he's a person that we want to make feel good, we want to be kind of him, we want to flatter him. But after the person is no longer in this world, then there's no reason to want to impress him. And if what we say must be the truth, and then we could see what this person is. Any, ask the Gemara, that's not true, because Amalei Rav Rav Shmuel Bar Shailas, Rav Shet Rav Shmuel Bar Shailas, Ochem Bespeida, make sure to say a very warm, moving hesped on me, the Hasa Kamimna, I'll be there. Now, Rav was certainly a very chashva person, yet Rav told them, you have to say a very warm hesped about me, otherwise it won't work. Why? Answers Gemara lo kasha. Hodem cham leveichem. By a choshva person, a warm hesped is said, and it warms up the oilem. Hodem machem leveichem. By a person who's not choshva, even if you'll say a warm hesped, it won't work. So there are a lot of pshatim this Gemara. Deitz Yosef explains the Gemara like this. A person, while he's in this world, is called a hoilich. He goes from one madrega to another madrega. When he comes to the Olam HaEmes, he's an oimid. He stands at one madrega. Rav said, Ochem li baspeida, be ma'ayru da oilam, that they should be moved by my hesped, and by being moved on the hesped that say on me, they'll say on me, even these people who are in this world will come to do Torah, to learn Torah, and do Masim Toivim. So therefore, Hossam, even though I'm in the Olam HaEmes, and I'm a Ka'imna, I'm a standing person, I can't do any more mitzvahs, but because of me, people in this world will do mitzvahs, and that will be as if I'm doing the mitzvahs, and I will have that Madrega of Oymed, even the Olam HaEmes. Other Mepharshim say, and that's why they say he specifically asked that Rashmu Bashelis should be the Maspid. Since Rashmu Bashelis, as we see through Shas, was a Malamit Tanaikis, he was a person who taught yeshiva students, so he had a lot of schusim, so he was the right person that Rav asked should say the Hesped on him. All the Mepharshim say Pesha in the Gemara is like this. The Halach is, when you it's very difficult to say a Hesped. Because if you say too much about a person, you may be lying. If you say too little about the person, you'd be misatzel bespeidei shalchochem. You're not going to be saying a hesped properly. So nobody will want to say a hesped. So Rav said, achem leispeidei, you can't say a hesped. Are you worried that you're not going to do the right job at a hesped? The hosom kimna. I'm there. And the halacha is that ein oinim. He's not allowed to speak about a person only in front of him, only mixes shvachai, some of his praise. So Rav said, since I'm anyway going to be standing there, so you don't have to worry you're going to say too little, because the hosom kimna. Others say just the opposite. When is there a halacha that you're not allowed to say too much shvach about a person in front of him? That's only when the person is alive. Rav was saying, you're worried that you're going to say too much, and I'm there, but I'm already in the Olam HaEmes. When I'm in the Olam HaEmes, you don't have to worry. But I saw another pshat. I saw a pshat just on the opposite. Rav was saying, Ochem li bespeida. Rav was telling, talk to me. I'm by the hesped, I'm going to be there, but my neshama is already going to be in the Olam HaEmes. Ochemli, warm me up, influence me, the hosom, because I in the Olam HaEmes, ke'imnam, standing in front of the Kisei HaKavoid, and I should daven by the Kisei HaKavoid, the Klal Yisrael should have a Yeshua. Continues the Gemara. Amalei Abayi L'Rava, Kigoy Mar, Abayi said to Rava, like you, the son of Lei Kula Pumbedisa, you were the Rav in Pumbedisa, and everybody in the town didn't like you, because he was very tough, he didn't let them do the wrong thing. Man Ochem Lei Bespeida, who is going to speak a hesped about you? Amalei, Mistaili, it's enough, at the Rav Rav Chana. You and Rav Rav Chana will say about me a hesped, it's enough for me. Bar Menei Rav Lazma Rav, Eza Ben Olam Haba, who was a Ben Olam Haba, Amalei, so he answered him, Vaznecha Tishman Adova Machrecha Leimer, and your ears will hear something from behind you, someone saying, Zer Derech L'chuboy, that's the way to go, Kisaminu V'chisasmilu, whether walk in the, whether you're right, turn or left. So Mepharshim explained that this is talking about the funeral of a chashuv person, and if people point out at a funeral, this is the way to go, then this is a ride that this person was a Ben Olam Haba. Anybody who acts in a way that his rebbes, his teachers, are happy with him, that is the Ben Olam Haba. The Mashal explains this is a greater Madrega than the Madrega before, because in the previous it was his family speaking about him. About a family always speaks nicely about a person. Here it's talking about somebody who's not the family, and yet they speak his rebbes. His rebbes judge him honestly, and they still say that he was a chashuv person. It's a right, he was a really chashuv person. The Paiskim discuss a shaila. Since we see that a hesped teaches us how to live, it's a time for his iris, for the people who listen to the hesped, what's the halacha if somebody, if an Adam Godel was nifter, and he left the tzava, he left the will that no hesped should be said about him? Should a hesped be said or not? Because on one hand, mitzvah l'kayim divrei ha-meis, we have to follow what the meis said, and the meis said that the hesped shouldn't be said about him. On the other hand, as we learn now in our Gemara, that a hesped has such, to have such a wonderful influence on those attending. So the Paiskim say, that generally a hesped should not be said by the Levaya, if the Nifter specifically asked that a hesped should not be said. However, other times when it's not by the Levaya, if it will have an effect on the people that they will become this Oirut HaVoidus Hashem, they can say a hesped. The Gemara continues talking about the Sukkim and Kehels we've been speaking about. The Pasuk says, V'savavu b'shuk ha-soiftim. People will go in the market to say a hesped on the person. B'nei g'lor la'amrim. Asay dvarim l'fnei b'toschoi. Do good things, so before your coffin. B'nei Yehuda amri, asay dvarim l'achim b'toschoi. Do good deeds after your coffin. V'loi pligi ma'kasri ma'kasri. So Pasuk Pshat in the Gemara is like this. In some places the minig was that the person said the hesped stood lefnei amita, in front of the coffin. In other places the one that said the hesped stood la'achra amita, behind the coffin. And Shlomo HaMelech is telling us, do good things so that when the person either who stands in front of your mita or behind your mita will have nice things to say about you when you leave the world. Other Mefarshim explain the Gemara like this. In Yehuda, the people learned Torah. In Galila, the people did not learn Torah. So he said like this. In Galila, where the people didn't learn Torah, so how will a person, after he leaves the world, have schusim? As if does staka before he is nifter, asay dvarim lefnei mitaschu, do staka before you die, and that will help that when you come to the Olam Emes, that those staka, those ma'asim tovim will help you. But in Yehuda, the people were people who learned Torah. So he said, there we could do wait l'achamita, if your family, if your mishpacha, your talmidim, and your family will learn Torah after you leave the world, that will help you. But there's another pshat I saw. Staka is important for a person before he goes to the Olam Emes. However, there is a maila in giving tzedakah while the person is alive, and there's an advantage of giving tzedakah after the person is nifter. If the tzedakah is given while the person is alive, first of all, he knows for sure that the tzedakah will be given. He gives it himself. And what you do for yourself helps the most. What is the problem with that tzedakah? If a person gives tzedakah while he's alive, people may give him covet for that tzedakah, and the mitzvah will not be purely l'shem shemayim. On the other hand, if tzedakah is done after the person dies, there's no concern that there'll be any covet involved. The person won't receive covet when he's no longer in the world. But on the other hand, there is a concern that it won't happen. So that's what the Gemara says. Some places gave the tzedakah while they were alive because they were concerned that the tzedakah would not be given after they left the world, and some people were not concerned that the tzedakah would not be given after they left the world, and that's why they felt that the tzedakah could be given later on. Continues the Gemara. Tanan Hasam, Rabbi Elazar Omer. Rabbi Elazar says, Shuv yom echad lefnei misascha. A person should do tshuva one day before he dies. Shaul talmidim Rabbi Elazar. So Rabbi Elazar's talmidim asked him, Vichi Adam Yudeya Eze Yom Yomus, does a person know when he will die? Amalahin. So Beleza said, V'koshkein. So if so, Yoshev Hayoim, a person should do tshuva today. Shem Yomus Lamacha, maybe he will die tomorrow. V'nimtza Koyom V'tshuva, and like that he did tshuva his entire life. And like the Mepharshim explained, on the day a person dies, he realizes that he's very weak and he may leave the world. So if a person does tshuva that day, of course he'll do tshuva. He realizes that he may be leaving the world. What the Gemara is telling us is to do tshuva before the person leaves the world. The person should always do tshuva. How will he always do tshuva? If it's a day before he dies, he doesn't think he's going to die that day, he's not that weak, but yet he does tshuva, that will keep him in check his entire life. And Rav Zilberstein brings down that of course this is not limited if he did tshuva the day before he died. Even if a person did tshuva, he says from the Sa'as of Tshuva's Divrei Malkiel, even if a person did tshuva on the day he was nifter, if he said Shema Yisrael before he was nifter, that will help his neshama also. He says a story, there was a person who had unfortunately married a non-Jewish woman and done other averus, but prior to his death he had said vidui and he said Shema Yisrael, and the question was, should he be buried together with other religious Jews? And the Divrei Malkiel says, yes, he should be buried together with other religious Jews, since he did tshuva before he died, even though it was the day of his death. And it's interesting, the Mefarshim say, a person who acts this way, this is a skula for Arichas Yomim. It says, by Yitzchak Avinu said, Hine no zakanti, lo yedati yoy maisi. So the Mefarshim explained, Hine no zakanti. Yitzchak said, how was I zoicha to zakanti, that I should be old? Because I lived my whole life not knowing when I'm going to leave the world, and that's why every day I lived with doing tshuva. That's why zakanti, I was zochet a long life. Vav Shlaim Amr b'chakmasai. Shlaim HaMelech also says with his great wisdom, b'chol eis yibah gedecha levayinim. All times your garment should be white, b'shem al arosh chal yescha, and your head should never lack oil. Amr b'yachim b'zakai. Marshal HaMelech shizim nesavada l'suda. The marshal is to a king who invited his servants to a suda. For the kavala's man, he did not tell them a exact time when the suda will build. B. Pikshman kishtus atzman. The smart ones adorn themselves, ready for the suda at any time. But Yoshua Pesach Beis HaMelech, they sat waiting at the door of the palace. On the klum chosel Beis HaMelech, does the king's palace lack for anything? As soon as the king wants to call the suda, he could call us. Tipshin shebehen hochem lachtem. The foolish people went to the work. On the klum yesh suda b'lay terech. Can there be a meal without any work? If the king's going to want to make a meal, he's going to have to prepare, and that's when we'll get ready. The pissoin pikish amelch savadav. All of a sudden, suddenly, the melech calls his servants. Pikish behen nichna sulafanuk shem kishatim. The smart ones who were dressed appropriately went right in. Vatipshin nichna sulafanuk shem lachlachim. The foolish ones who were dirty from their work went in all dirty. Samach amelch kras pikhim. The king was very happy to greet the smart ones. Vikas lakras tipshim, but he was angry at the foolish people. Amar lo l'shikishtan atzman l'suda, these who are prepared appropriately for the suda, yeshu v'yeichel v'yishtu, should eat and sit and drink. Halo l'shikishtan atzman l'suda, these people who did not prepare themselves properly for the suda, yam d'v'yiru, should stand and just watch the others. Chasna sh'ramei m'sh'ramei amar, the son-in-law of Ramei is said in the name of Rameya. If all they do is just stand, they look like their attendants. That's not enough. Everybody should sit. Those that were prepared properly will eat. Those that were not properly prepared will be left hungry. These people will drink. These people will thirsty. My servants will eat, but you will hunger. My servants will drink, and you will be thirsty. Avada Yironim Tovlev, my servants will sing from gladness of the heart, for Atem Tetzaku Mikavlev, and you will cry out from heartache. Dover Acher, another Pshat in the Pasuk, Bechal Eis Yibu Gedech Levoinim, Eil Tzitzis, refers to the Tzitzis, which are the, that, which we wear on our Begodim, to remind us that we should do all the mitzvahs of Hashem. And the Sfas Emes explains that there are 28 gnats in the tzitzis, and Shlomo HaMelech in Kohelis, which we've been speaking about so much in the last couple of days, also says ace 28 times, ace lifkoid, ace lispoid, ace lirkoid, to teach us that in all matzovim and all the itim and all the different times in a person's life, your tzitzis levenim, he should keep your tzitzis white, he should always remember Hashem and always have a moon and Hashem. Hashem al rosh kal yeschar, your head should never lack oil. El tefillin, that refers to the tefillin, because the tefillin, the Mefarshim explained, has in it the Shem Hashem. A person should always have in his head and always remember the Shem Hashem. The Paiskim say from here is a raya that the tzitzis should be white, because it says begad kol b'dech yir b'gedech levenim, el tzitzis, that the tzitzis that we wear, the strands should be white. The Maral explains the Gemara this way. We know that those people who say the L'shem Yichud before they put on the talis or the tefillin. So the L'shem Yichud says that the tefillin shavaroishi, the tefillin I wear in my head, are l'shabed ruchi nishmasi umaychi, that my neshama, my mind, should be meshubet Hashem. The tzitzis that we wear on our body represent l'shabed gufeinu, that our bodies should be subservient to Hashem. What a person should do is he should be a person of tzitzis and tefillin, that both his guf and his neshama should be meshubet Hashem b'choleis at all times, and like that he will be zoicha b'shem el arosh chal yescha, he will never miss anything, he will be zoicha to all brachas. Hanu lach shoyl, hanu lach shoyl, hanu lach shoyl. We begin the last parak of our masechta. Mi sheichshach b'derech, somebody was on the road and it's becoming dark on Friday afternoon and he realizes he's carrying his pocket, his wallet. What should he do? So Rashi explains, the Mishnah is speaking about a case where the person, where this is Friday afternoon. And on Friday afternoon, as Shabbos approaches, the person realizes he's carrying his wallet. What should he do? Tells us the Mishnah, Noisein Kisoi L'Nochri. He should give his wallet to a guy to carry home for him. Vim Eni Mai Nochri. If there is no guy with him, Menichai Al Chamar. He should put it on a donkey. Higiyal Chatzah Chitzayna. Once he reaches the courtyard of the city, and there he doesn't have to worry about leaving his wallet. The loch is not unless the kelim and nitalim b'Shabbos. The kelim that can be moved on Shabbos, he could carry with him, provided there's an eruv. V'she'en and nitalim b'Shabbos, but the kelim that are muksor matarach avolim, he should undo the rope that are holding these kelim on the saddle. V'asakim nifal and leim, and the sacks fall down on their own and leave them there till after Shabbos. Rav Yitzchok Zilberstein has an interesting shaila. What's the halacha, he asks, if somebody is on a bus and it's approaching Shabbos and he has to continue and he can't get off the bus, let's say where he's traveling is dangerous, what should he do? Should he continue traveling on the bus, or should he continue traveling on the bus, or should he walk? And the person has a choice, should he continue traveling the bus, or should he walk past the tchum? So he says, if the driver of the bus is a goy, it's better that he should continue riding in the bus since he's not doing any malacha, versus walking actively past the tchum. However, he says, if the driver of the bus is Rachman Tzon, a Jew who's being Mechal Shabbos, then it's better that he should walk past the tchum. Ask the Gemara, my Tama Sharalei Rabbonin Lameisav Kisei L'Nochri. Why did Chazal allow him to give his purse to a goy? We're not allowed to ask a goy to do malach on Shabbos. And Rashi explains, why we're not allowed to ask a goy to do malach on Shabbos? Because he's his shliach. And in a shliach, I'm not allowed to ask a goy to do malach on my behalf on Shabbos. Now, all the Mepharshim ask on Rashi that we've learned many times in this Masechta that Amir La'akam, asking a guy to do malach on our behalf is asur on Shabbos, the Gzeirah the Rabbanon, because of the Dabir Dover. Shlo Yidibruchah Shal Shabbos Kidibruchah Shal Chayah, we're not allowed to ask a guy to do malach on our behalf. So why is Rashi saying over here that the Isser to ask a guy to do malach is because he's my Shliach? Why doesn't Rashi just say because it's the Dabir Dover? So the Stipler answers that indeed there are two reasons for the Issa of Amir al-Akam. One is Shlichis and the other is Dabed Dover. But he says both are necessary because in certain circumstances only one of the reasons is applicable. And he explains, if one instructs a guy on Shabbos to perform work after Shabbos, the fact that the guy is acting as the Yisrael Shliach would not pose a problem, since he's performing the work at the time when the Yisraels were permitted to do the work. It's after Shabbos. But however, since there's an Issa of a Dabed Dover, it's prohibited to tell him because it involves speaking about something you're not to speak about in Shabbos. On the other hand, instructing a guy on Friday to perform a Malach Shabbos is not Issa of a Dabed Dover. It's not yet Shabbos. I don't have to worry what I'm talking about. However, because there's a concept of Shlichus, since it involves the guy performing a malacha on Shabbos on behalf of Yisrael as a Yisrael Shliach. That's why there's an Isser Shlichus. Continue the Steipel to explain. We just said before, the Rashi explains that our Mishnah is talking about a case where the person did the Malacha, where the story is on Friday afternoon. So explains the stipler. On Friday afternoon, there is no issue of the Dabba Dover. What is the issue on Friday afternoon? The issue is Shlichus, that I'm asking a guy to do something on my behalf on Shabbos. That's why Rashi over here mentions the issue of Shlichus, not the issue of a Dabba Dover. So, ask the Gemara, my Tamei Sholei Rabbanan L'Meisa Kislei Nochri, why did Chazal allow us to give the wallet to a guy? Answers the Gemara, Kim Lehula Rabbanan, Chazal knew, Dein Oda Mamen Atzmai Mamoinai, a person cannot generally restrain himself from saving his money. Eloi Sharosley, if we won't give him some sort of a heter, he may explicitly carry a dalet amos. So in order to avoid that, that's why Chazal said, do this. So all the Rishonim ask, we learned earlier in the Masechta that if Nafla the lake of Shabbos, if a fire Chas V'Sholem breaks out in Shabbos, we're not allowed to ask a guy to do Malacha. Why don't we have the concern, like we just mentioned this Gemara, that all the mammon atzmei mammon, a person can't control himself. So again, according to the way Rashi explained, that we're talking not on Shabbos, we were speaking on Friday afternoon. So the Ran explains the question, the answer very simply. They were talking on Shabbos. On Shabbos itself, Chas V'Sholem, the fire broke out, and we're concerned because the fire broke out, the person is going to do the wrong thing on Shabbos. However, our Gemara is talking about before Shabbos. So the person is not actively being Mechal Shabbos now. It's Friday afternoon, so we tell the person, think it through slowly, be careful, and don't do any Chil Shabbos, give it to a guy, or one of the other eitzes that we're going to speak about. The Ramban gives a different teretz. There we're talking about kibui, which is iser deraisa. Here we're talking about carrying through a goy, which is only iser derabanan, and that's why we're more makel. Continues the Gemara. Amarava, dafka kisai. Only a wallet we can ask the goy to carry. Av metzia loy, but we can't ask him to carry something that I found, because ask the Gemara pshita. Isn't that obvious? Kisoy Tanan. Our Mishnah says only his wallet, not his Metziah. Answers the Gemara. By the time we might have thought, who had not feel a Metziah? Even his Metziah could be carried. Aye, but how did Tani Kisoy? So why does it only say Kisoy? Och the Mesk Tani, because how many times do people find something? Kamash Malan, that's why he teaches us that it's only a wallet and not a Metziah. But V'loy Amar, however, Gemara qualifies this, where he did not find the wallet before Shabbos. Aval Osiliyode, once he found the wallet before Shabbos, and he picked it up and it became his before Shabbos, then the Metziah, as Kikise Dami, it's like his. Now the Rosh brings a Raya from this piece of Gemara to a whole different Mahalach in the Mishnah. As we've been saying, Rashi explains that the Mishnah is discussing Friday afternoon. The Rosh says from this Gemara we see that the Mishnah is talking about Friday night. Because what is the Rosh? Let's understand the Gemara, the Rosh says. We're saying here that if he found the wallet Friday, if he found the Metziah Friday afternoon, it's the same as his wallet. The Mishnah that differentiates between the wallet and the Metziah, when is the Mishnah talking about? Friday night, says the Rosh. From here we see that our Mishnah is even discussing Friday night when he realizes that he's carrying a wallet, the dinim of the Mishnah apply. It's interesting to note that the Chasam Sofer says that even though Rashi explains that the Mishnah is talking about Friday afternoon, Rashi will agree, la'aloch l'maisa, says the Chasam Sofer, based on this raya of the Rosh, that the same din of our Mishnah would apply even Friday night. Furthermore, there's another machlokes harishonim. What's going to be the halacha if somebody walked out Shabbos by day he put on the wrong pair of pants, and in his pants was a wallet, and Shabbos by day he walked out carrying his wallet. Will the din of our Mishnah apply or not? So the Ramban says it won't apply. The other Rishonim, however, say that even the Rashba says that even on Shabbos, since we're concerned, and other Maratzma Mamoinai, it will apply. Perhaps the Machloikas, the Ramban and Rashba, is the same Machloikas of Rashi and the Rosh. If you say the Amish is speaking strictly Friday afternoon, but not on Shabbos. So that's why the Ramban says on Shabbos, if he walked out with the wallet, we won't be Mekel. On the other hand, the Rashba is going to learn like the Rosh, that our Mishnah is speaking on Shabbos, and therefore if somebody walked out on Shabbos, he will be allowed to wear, he will allowed to do the same dinim as our Mishnah. The Magen Avraham says, La Locha, that if he walked out even on Shabbos, the dinim of our Mishnah do apply. Continues the Gemara, Ikad Amri. Others have a different version of this Gemara. By Rava Mitzia Habala Yadamahu. If somebody found a Mitzia, what's the halacha? Do we say Kim Dasli Yadi? Since he got it, Kikise Dam is the same halacha as his wallet. I Dilma Kim Dlay Tarachbo. Since for Mitzia, a person didn't have to work, Laf Kikise Dam doesn't have the same halacha as his purse. And the Gemara says, Teitel. The Shochnar Paskins, that if somebody picked up the Mitzvah before Shabbos, it has the same status as his wallet. So the Mishnah said, Einim Nachroi, if there is no guy with him, so there, he gives it to, he puts it on the animal. Explains the Gemara, Tamad Ein Nachroi Imay Nachroi, because there is no guy with him. Hayesh Imay Nachroi, if there's a guy with him, Lenachroi Yavle, he should give it to the guy, rather than to the animal. My Tama, why is that better? Answers the Gemara, Chamor atam tzuval shvisosai. An animal you're supposed to make sure is shovis b'shabbos. Leman yinuach replies to your animals. Nachri e atam tzuval shvisosai, but that doesn't apply by a guy. Ask the Gemara, Chamor cheresh v'shoyt v'kotten. If somebody has a donkey, or he has a child who's a, or he has a person who's a cheresh, who's a deaf mute, that according to Allah is considered not a bardas, or Shaita, who's a deranged person, or a cotton, a minor. What should you do? Says the Gemara, Chamar manachle. Give it, put it on the donkey, L'cher Shaita v'cotton lo yavle. But not on the Cher Shaita v'cotton. My Tama, Hani Adam, these people are human beings, and even though they themselves are not mechuy b'mitzvahs, if we see people giving it to them, we may confuse and give it to Bnei Das. Hi, Lav Adam. The donkey is not a human. Chereshayt v'katan. If he only has with him a chereshayt v'katan who doesn't have a donkey, give it to the shayta. He should give it to the shayta. Because a shayta has no das. A cheresh has das. Shayt v'katan. If there's only a shayta v'katan, give it to the shayta. Why? So there are two reasons. One reason is because a katan will eventually grow up and be a bardas. The shaita won't. Another reason is that a cotton, even in the state of being a cotton, has more das, according to the halacha, than a shaita. Ibrahilu. It's very interesting, before we go further, Tysus points out that didn't we learn, as Tysus, early in the Masechta, by that sugya of the fire, that we should not allow our children to extinguish the fire? Because also lispus like isbi dying, we're not allowed to let our children do an isser. So why over here is a mutter? So Taisus answers that since over here, he explains as we will learn in Amud Beis, there is no isser deraisa taking place, so there's no isser of isbis like of allowing a cotton to do an isser. Which according to Taisus, we're learning a very big chiddush. Taisus is teaching us that the entire isser of not allowing a cotton to do an isser is only by isser daraisa, not by isser drabonin. Other rishonim disagree with Taisus and say that the isser of allowing a cotton to do an isser even applies by an isser drabonin. Just why we make it here? For the same reason we've been learning the whole Gemara. Because ain other mamet atzma mamoinoi, that's why Chazal will make it. What's going to make the halacha if you have a choice to give it to a cheresh or to a cotton? Says the Gemara, leave it to Beleza like the Beleza. According to Beleza, it's no question. The Tanya of Yitzchak, I'm a Mishnah of Beleza. Chumas cheresh. The halacha is that truma has to be taken off from all produce. If truma was taken off by cheresh, le'tetzil chulin, we don't let it go to chulin. Why? Rabbi Eliezer says neshu sofik. It's a sofik if what he did is halachically valid or is not halachically valid. If it's so, since we see that Rabbi Eliezer has a question if what a cheresh does is halachically valid, obviously he holds that a cheresh has more das than a cotton. Kiti by halacha lid rabbanan. The question is according to rabbanan. That now we learned in the Mishnah, chamish la yitchumu, five people should not take truma. Vim tamu, and if they did, ain't trumas and truma. It's entirely invalid. Who are they? Chereshayt of a cotton. Vatarme sheni shaloi. Somebody takes off truma from produce that he doesn't own. Vinachri shatarme shaloi afil brishusai. And the nachri that took off truma of a Jew, even if the Jew gave him permission, that halacha is ain't trumas a truma. His truma is not a truma. It has absolutely no halachic meaning. So now, here, we're comparing a cheresh to a shayt, to a cotton. They're exact. So now, back to where we're up to. My, what's going to have a locha? L'cherishov, should we give rather to the cheresh, the cotton? The cotton also l'chlal das. A cotton will be a bar das at one point. A cheresh won't be. A dim l'cotton yovle. It's better to give it to the cotton. The cheresh also l'chlufa begol b'kef. The cheresh here could be an adult. And we may assume that if you're allowed to give it to the cheresh, you could give it to any adult. So Gemara mentions two opinions. Ikka de Amri, l'cheresh yovle. Some say give it to the cheresh. Ikka de Amri, l'cotton yovle. And others say to the cotton. The Shulchan Aruch says, since the Gemara doesn't give a definitive ruling, you could do whatever you want. However, the Prima Gadim says that is only if both are or are not your children. However, if one is somebody's child and the other one is not somebody's child, it's always better not to give it to your own child, because a person has a chiyuv, shvisa has a chiyuv to make sure that his children are shomer Shabbos. So then it's better to give to the other one. Tosfos asked the question, if our Gemara says there's a concern that even by a cheresh you may confuse him with a regular adult, so why don't we have the same concern by a shaita? Tosfos doesn't answer the question. Continues the Gemara. There's no goy, there's no donkey, there's no cheresh for cotton. Mai, are there any other eitzes? Amar Yitzchak, so Yitzchak said, oida cheresh haisa, there was one more eitza, the Lerotz Chacham Lagloitz, but Chazal did not want to reveal it. Mai oida cheresh haisa, asked him, what was it? Malichai pachas pachas me arba amis. You should carry it less than arba amis at a time. It's very interesting. Why? Because like we learned many times, the Isser of carrying in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim only applies when you're carrying it Dalar Amis. Now, the Beis Yosef says that what you should do is walk less than Dalar Amis and stop, sit down. Like that we know that you won't carry it past Dalar Amis. However, most Rishonim and Ramah paskin that you don't have to sit. As long as you stop, it's good enough. The Prima Gadim says, even though our Gemara is giving this Eitzah of carrying, of one person carrying it less than Dalar Amos at a time, if somehow it could be worked out that you'll have two people carrying it, and each person transfers it to the other person before he walks Dalar Amos, it's better. Because if transferring it from one person to another person, there's less of a chance that it's going to be carried more than Dalar Amos. So ask the Gemara, Mailer Rotz Chama Lagloi. So why didn't Chazal want to reveal it? And so the Gemara, Mishum Kfoid Alakim has to dover. The honor of Hashem is sometimes to conceal something. The Koid Malachim Chakar dover. And sometimes things should be investigated. The Kovid of Hashem was that it should be not should not be mentioned. My Kovid Alakim Ikehach. Why is there Kovid Alakim when it should not be revealed? And so the Gemara, Dim Osla Suya Abraham Shusur Rabbim. Because if you're going to carry it less than Dalar Amos, you may come to carry it more. Ask the Mefarshim. If Chazal didn't want to reveal it because of this concern that you're going to carry it more than Dalar Amos, so how did he reveal it? So first I'm explaining like this. Chazal did not want to mention in the Mishnah. Why? Because the Mishnah was learned by everybody, even by Amaratzim, and we're concerned if we're going to tell Amaratz that he's allowed to carry it less than Dalar Amos, he'll carry it even more than Dalar Amos. But now that we're mentioning it only in the Gemara was only learned by Talmid Chachamim, so that concern doesn't apply. In the beginning of our Masechta, we learned about the Yud Ches Dover, that the Talmidei Shammai and the Talmidei Hillel came up to the attic where Hananiah Becheski was explaining Koheles, and that time there was more Talmidim of Shammai versus Talmidim of Hillel, and there were Goyze Yud Ches Dover. 18 Gzeiros were made that day. One of the Gzeiros, as we learned at the beginning of the Masecht, was that you're not allowed to carry even less than Dalet Amos or Shutzer Rabim. Our Gemara, according to Rashi's explanation, takes a perspective at that. Tanya, Reb Elezer Omer, Reb Elezer says, "By the Yom got you saw that day they did more than the saw." What does that mean? Sometimes you'll have a cup or you'll have a container. A container holds a certain amount, but you could put heap above the rim, and it'll still stay within the container. It won't spill over. So you will have the container and a little more. The approach to these gzeiros, where we had these extra gzeiros, is a very positive approach. We were able to accomplish more, take in even more than what the container held. On that time, they leveled the saw. They put in too much, and it fell out. Explains the Gemara. Tanya. Moshe Rebeleza, what's Rebeleza's approach? Let's say you have a barrel full of cucumbers and squash. So now, the cucumbers and squash, there's space in between them. Adam, you could pour mustard seeds between these cucumbers, and they'll stay there. Here too, these extra gzeiros are excellent. To a container full of honey, if you put into it pomegranates and walnuts, and it'll just spill out. Here too, you may have overdone it with these extra gzeiros. So we learned, Amamar, Enimai Nachri, if there is no goy, Menicha al Chamor, put it on a donkey. Ask the Gemara, Veloy Mechamer, when you put it on a donkey, aren't you being over the Issa of leading a donkey, which is a lav? Varechmona Amaloy Sasko Malach, you're not allowed to do any Malacha. So all the Rishonim asked the question, why is the Gemara asking only about Mechamer? Didn't we learn that the Isser of Shvisis Behemtoi, that we're not allowed to allow our Behemoth to do Malacha? So many Rishonim answer that the Isser of Shvisis Behemtoi only applies by Behemoth that you own. But Mechamer doesn't apply. Here applies even by animals I don't own. So that's why the Gemara preferred to ask for Mechamer, because it's a Behemoth that I don't necessarily own. But I saw another nice teretz, that the Ramban says that Mechamer is an Issa Lav. Shvisas Behemtoi is only Issa Asay. That's why the Gemara preferred to ask for Mechamer, which is Issa Lav, over Shvisas Behemtoi, which is only an Issa Asay. And the Meches Chinuch takes this a step further. The Meches Chinuch says, since Shvisas Behemtoi is only an Asay, so in a say, there will be a mitzvah say she's magroma. Shabbos is only on as magroma, and women will not have a chiyuv a shvisas behema. Mechamer, on the other hand, is a lav. A lav, there is no distinction between zman groma and not zman groma, and therefore even women will have an issa mechamer. That's why the Gemara preferred to ask mechamer, which applies both to men and women. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Ada bar Hava, Menicha Alek Shmelechus. You put it on the donkey what's already walking. So the donkey is not doing the malacha, because the malacha, as we learned, of carrying is only when there's an akira and an anocha. Here the donkey is already walking when you put it on it. Ask the Gemara, V'yevshtalokayim l'hashtamayim latl galolim. The animal will certainly stop to urinate or to let out waste. And then, when it continues walking, so what are you accomplishing? Answers the Gemara, when the donkey is already walking, you should place the purse on it. It stops. You should remove it until it begins to walk again. After it begins to walk again, then put it back on. Ask the Sfas Emes, a Gevaldig Akasha. Even if the animal stops, for whatever reason, we learned that a stop, to be considered a stop la'alocha, that the new ma'aseh should be akira, is only oimid lofush, when the person stops to rest. Here the donkey's not stopping to rest, so why is that stop considered a halachic stop? Answer to Sfas Emes, a very big chiddush. He says the only time a stop by a human, you could say there's a concept of oimish lofush or not lofush, he stopped to rest or not to rest. Because a human has das. Masha'en ken a behema doesn't have das, So there is no difference between lawfish or not. Every stop is considered a stop. And the Sharetzion, the Mishnah Berurah and the Sharetzion extrapolates from this that we know, as I said a moment ago, there's a difference between stopping lawfish, stopping to rest, or stopping just to lestaken. What about if a person stops stam? What is the halacha? Is that considered like lawfish or to fix your kalim, which is not considered a stam? From here we see that stam has a din like lawfish. And he says that just like in Bahama, every stop is considered stam, a human stam is considered like lawfish. Answers the Gemara. Ihochi asked the Gemara, afil chaveri namen. So if this is the way it's done, you should be allowed to do it even on another person. Amar Rapapa answers, kol shev gufei chayav chatas, any malacha that a person performed himself, he has a chiv chatas, b'chaveri potav lasar. But your chaver won't be awesome with the rice, it'll be awesome with the rabbonin. So here there'll be an issur drabbanon when you put on your chaver. Kosher chaver part of a loss, but when by another person there's only issur drabbanon, the chamari mutter l'chatchila, you're allowed to do l'chatchila by the donkey, and that's why it's mutter, since there is no akir v'anocha being done outright here. Arav ad bahava, hoisa chavilosoi menachas l'kseifoi. Now the Gemara is going to teach us another option, what a person could do when he has a package on his. And it's Shabbos. Shabbos is approaching. If he has a package on his shoulders, rot tachter ach megil lebeisai, he can run with it on his back as long as he doesn't stop until he gets to his home. Says the Gemara, dafka rots, only if he's running. Avakali kali loy, but he should not walk slowly. My tama kim de lisle ker, since he may walk slowly, so there is no hacker that what he's doing. And also mevad kiv anocha, he may stop and then start again, and then you end up carrying. So, the Ramban asks, why, if we have this Eitzah, wasn't it mentioned in our Mishnah? So Ramban says that only by a heavy package did Chazal give us this Eitzah of running. But by a wallet, where it's not noticeable that the person is running because of the package, it's a light wallet, there Chazal would not want us to use the Eitzah of running. They would rather us to use the Eitzah pokus midalat amos. That's why the Mishnah didn't mention it, because it's not something that's always should always be done. Ask the Gemara, soif soif kimati lebeisoi. Still, when the person gets to his house, it's impossible that he won't stop for a minute. And then when he stops in the Rishus HaRabim and then carries it into the house, the Kamayim Rishus HaRabim Rishus HaYachid, he'll be carrying from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid. And says, the Gemara, you're right. What he should do is the Zark like Kalach Yad. When he gets to his house, he shouldn't directly put it into this house. He should put it in backhandedly, which is not considered carrying. And since it's carrying in an unusual manner, it's not considered Haitzon Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid. Again, the Sharetzion proves from here that stam a stop is considered a stop. Because the person that stops at his doorway isn't really stopping to rest. It's just normal that a person stops for a second before he goes in. Yet the Gemara calls it a stop, a full-fledged stop. So again, says the Sharetzion, from here we see that a stop, as long as it's not specifically l'sakin masoi to fix his baggages, is considered a stop l'halocha.